The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we welcome you back to the second hour of the program. We just wanted to thank all of our listeners. And I didn't mention about the outdoor show. And we were visited by the young man that I was able to facilitate on the first day of the youth season last year. His name is Barrett, and he was able to take his first deer, which was exciting to see. And I've told the story before. You know, the deer didn't come from the direction we thought they were going to come. And Barrett, unfortunately, missed the first shot he took, but he listened to directions and instructions very carefully and managed to make a good shot on a nice big doe for his first deer. And we were able to deliver some of his venison to him and his grandmother at the National Outdoor Show last weekend. So that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. And also got to see the pasta dish. It looked like rigatoni, I'm not sure, that she made with the venison, some of the ground venison. So very happy to see that, and glad they're enjoying the treat of the wild game here in Maryland. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410 922-6680. Let's talk to Chris in West Virginia. Good morning, Chris. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Alan.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. You sound very enthusiastic. Great. There for 6 in the morning.
Ah, yeah. You know, you got me. Well, I was very interested in the goldfish and Oscars in Maryland waters. That's pretty amazing.
We got a text from Lee who said he remembers feeding the goldfish off the bridge at Loch Raven back in the 60s.
Hmm.
So they've been around a while. I imagine some of those goldfish are pretty good size right now. They've graduated from koi.
I imagine they're probably like the huge catfish down at the bottom of the dam, right?
Yeah, the ones that are the size of a man. Yeah, exactly. That's in every dam in the country. We sent. There were divers down there. They told us about catfish down there at the base of the dam that were the size of the diver. Okay. Yep.
Now goldfish, do they pose a threat to native species, or are they pretty?
Well,
much?
I mean, they're like European carp, same type of thing. You know, they were considered to be invasive for a while and compete with natural fish and all that, but now there's carp everywhere. They don't seem to be doing anything necessarily bad. Same way with now becoming snakehead after 20 years. You know, people are fishing for them recreationally. There's a commercial market for them. People have found out how delicious they are. So, you know, that they're not, I don't think, the biggest as big of a threat as they purported to be early on, you know. So, however, there was a report that the native species had declined in the blackwater system since the introduction of snakeheads. That we're going to be publishing that report in Big Ass Fish that's coming up in probably April. So, yeah, we'll be reporting the results of that survey. So, our old buddy Dr. Love. Hmm? So,
I bought some wild.
How's your spring going? How's your late winter, early spring going?
Oh, it's going good. I've had a bit of a cold for the past couple, seems like 2 weeks now. Just can't shake it, but I'm feeling much better today. And
good. You sound good.
I heard you mention the young man you took hunting. I remember when I took my oldest daughter deer hunting for the first time. She shot a real nice would have been a 10-point, but it was a 9-point buck because it had a broken brow tine. And just a very, very exciting. The deer wound up, the buck wound up bedding in a stand of pine trees right between two houses.
Oh, brother.
And I thought, oh, gosh, this is going to be a real nightmare. So I went to the one house, and they were obviously out of town.
Yeah.
So I went to the other guy's house, and I explained what's going on. He said, oh, yeah, go right ahead. Don't worry about it. Drag it out. Get it out. That's great.
So, good for him. Wish we had more landowners like that. So now, was that a Maryland deer?
Indeed.
Maryland deer.
That was in Harford County, yes. That was in Harford County.
Well, do you have pictures of it? And she shot it as a youth?
She said, yeah, she was, well, she was a teenager.
Yeah, but I mean, was she still considered a youth hunter, 16 under, under 16?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you need to get that, she needs to get that measured for the record book.
Her does picture she live was around, actually in, she, oh, gosh, what's the free publication in Maryland now? I can't even remember the name. Hunting and Fishing Journal.
Oh, okay. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you never sent it to me. I've been publishing here for 40 years. Maryland Hunting, Maryland Hunting Quarterly.
Hunting Fishing Journal. That was, I mean, that, Alan, that's, she's, that's been almost 20 years ago.
I started that in 1991, a Fishing and Hunting Journal.
Yeah.
I created that in 1991 and sold it in 1998. So it could have been during my tenure, maybe not. I don't know. Doesn't really matter. It's been a long time. But she needs to get it measured for the record book.
No,
if she still lives here, yeah, talk to her, and get in touch with me.
So, all right.
The website is bucks-bears-stags.com.
Bucks-bears-stags.com.
Bucks-bears-stags.com. Bucks, bears, stags are three big game species.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Very good.
Yes,
how's
your
wife doing?
Fair. She got the flu this week. Early on, she felt bad, and, you know, we took the flu test, and she tested negative, and then her fever spiked, night was it, Wednesday or Thursday? I can't remember. And we tested again, and she tested positive. I guess it was yesterday morning we tested, and she tested positive for flu A. So she's on the Tamiflu now and, you know, getting some treatment. She's feeling a little better, which is good. So,
well, good.
But the main thing is that the way it affects your, you know, your lungs and your breathing. That's pretty tough. Now, you, talk about somebody tough. This young lady survived 3 weeks of COVID in December of 2019 before anybody knew what COVID was. And she had everything and all the symptoms, you know, and it was horrific for her. The breathing, the, you know, the body aches, everything. And she came through that with flying colors. So, you know, so I'm pretty sure she's going to beat this one too. So with no problem at all.
Oh, God bless her.
This is like an easy one. So. But with the rest of her health concerns, you know, you got to be worried about everything. So,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I'll pass it on. So.
Indeed.
All right, buddy.
You guys will be in my prayers. And
well, I appreciate that.
Shout out to my old buddy Teddy. I'm sure he'll be praying for your wife, too, because he's a good, godly man. So God bless
that's
you all.
That's wonderful. Yes, indeed. I haven't heard from him in a while. I hope he's doing well. So, All right, man. Appreciate it.
Take care. Okay,
all right, buddy. Thank you. Yep. Take care. Bye-bye. How about Lee over there in Towson? How are you, bud?
Good morning. Hey, good morning, Alan. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Shannon, just let everybody know that that yellow perch bite continues in the Susquehanna. It's the delay of the warm weather really hitting us. You know, they're still holding there. The water temperature spiked a little bit, but those yellow perch are still holding in 50 to 70 foot of water still, and they're a tremendous fight still going on. So it's that's going on. My kids are fishing at Loch Raven now off the walking the shorelines and catch, as you saw, some beautiful bass.
I saw that. Yeah,
yeah.
They look like they're fishing from shore.
They're fishing off the shore. You know, the fishing center doesn't open until
right.
I don't think it opens till mid-April or early April or something. But I'd go with them other than the fact they like to walk 2, 3, 4 miles into their little sanctuaries of Loch Raven back in Hampton and Warren and whatnot. But they're doing pretty good on bass.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going today up for the yellow perch, but quite a bite. Still using the small jigs or whatnot, and fishing in the deeper water. So it's surprising how but I've had a few people say you shouldn't be keep fishing on these yellow perch, but it's it's a very sustainable fishery, you know.
Sure.
There's plenty of them there, and there.
Yep.
There's plenty to be had.
Plenty there, plenty to be had, and plenty of them are going to move on and spawn that you aren't even going to know about. So you're right.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They're I think they're starting to show up in Gray's Run and in the Bush Run. I think they're
if those yellow perch can
in the Northeast.
If those yellow perch can survive and thrive, the former commercial fishery on the Upper Bay for yellow perch, they're going to be fine.
Yeah, the commercial fisheries pretty much, it was a live catch that was the money maker for the commercial fishery for yellow perch. Well, that's pretty much non-existent because now you have to tag them, which kills the fish. So the commercial guys are not even fooling with them. Because of the fact that they can't keep them alive.
Right.
I don't know if you remember, Alan, the fish were shipped out west for the use of fishing in pay-to-fish ponds and whatnot, the yellow perch. I don't know if you knew that or not. But
I did not. No, I did not.
Alan, it was a live fish market. It was a huge thing with yellow perch. And the commercial guys would catch them, keep them alive, and they would go out west to the ponds and lakes, you know, where the people, you know, just like a trout pond and stuff like that. Well, they did it with the yellow perch from Maryland, and they went out west.
Right.
So once they had to put tags in them, they said, well, we can't keep them alive. So the interest fell off on that fishery, the commercial fishery. And occasionally you'll see some yellow perch in local fish markets, but what I'm seeing in Jessup and talking to the the owners of some of the bigger markets, it's not there. One thing, Alan, I really find interesting, and I've got to do and witness the long lining for the blue cats in the Susquehanna.
Right.
These guys they actually have some of the bigger markets in Jessup leading them, you know, with their trucks when they come in with literally thousands and thousands of pounds of these blue catfish.
Yep.
And it's amazing watching how they do it with these, long lines. These things are, some of them are a mile long.
That's amazing.
And, not seeing any bycatch of any other fish other than catfish.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
Well, that is a good thing. That is a real good thing. So, I mean, it can be a market. I mean, it certainly can be a market, and especially if the farm bill passes this year with the subsidies, the rescue basically for the Chesapeake Bay and the blue catfish. I mean, you know, there was an emergency declaration, and all the politicians talked a good story, but nothing ever happened. And, I mean, there are some federal grants going out to the processing houses and things like that now, which are pretty substantial, which will aid the processing of them. But I don't know if the watermen are getting paid any more for them or not. I don't know. So
the market.
You know, they were getting like 20 cents a pound, and then it went to
last year.
better this year? Good.
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
I know the fillets
have gone up in price. Same way with snakehead. They're $12, $14 a pound now. So.
Oh, well, snakehead has taken off. I mean, I was getting, my daughter and I were getting as low as $2 and $3 for fillets with snakeheads a couple of years ago. And now it's no problem getting wholesale $5, $6, $7 a pound for the snakeheads. But I'll tell you, the numbers of snakeheads have really dropped off.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting beaten on so hard with the bow hunters and whatnot, which is fine. I mean, there's plenty of them around, but it's nothing like it was two or three years ago with the snakeheads.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
And, it's great because the market's taken off and people realize that there are plenty of them and they taste good.
They taste absolutely delicious. They remind me of walleye. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever eaten walleye or not, but they remind me a lot of walleye.
Yep. Yeah,
you know, that's one fish I love.
Yeah, my daughter's going up to the Detroit River here in the middle of March, and she'll bring home a bunch of fillets for Alan. That's probably one of my favorite fish is walleye.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah,
one of my favorite
memories with my dad fishing in Canada was walleye fishing. One afternoon in particular, we were in Val-d'Or, Quebec. We were 10 miles up the Ottawa River from the main camp of Northern Outfitters, staying on a cabin on an island, propane stove, propane refrigerator. They'd bring supplies every 2 days. We go out in the morning, take the boat out, go around the island, find a spot, fish for walleye, go back in the middle of the day, clean our catch, take a break, go back out in the evening and find a big rock. You know, and just sit there and bail walleye after walleye after walleye. It was great.
Yeah.
And we lived on them. I mean, it was great. Walleye, northern pike. I learned how to fillet northern pike. I learned all about filleting walleye. But one afternoon in particular, I bugged my dad to go out in the middle of the day. He didn't want to go. He was tired. So we're sitting there in the boat right off this rock shelf. They had mica up there. There was mica, the shiny stuff in the rock, you know,
the shiny, flaky stuff.
Well, we were off this mica shelf that came down off the bank and down into the water, and we're sitting there with night crawlers, and Dad's falling asleep in the front of the boat, and I'm in the back by the motor, and his rod starts to twitch, and he's asleep. I said, "Dad, what?" I said, "You got a bite." He goes, "Okay." I said, "Can I get it?" He goes, "Yeah, go ahead." I set the hook on a 6-pound walleye. Well, that got his attention.
Golly.
Then every rod went down. And my biggest walleye came out of there. It wasn't a giant, but it was 7-12, which I thought was fantastic. And we caught 4-pound, 3-pound, 2-pound walleye, one right after the other. A school had moved in on that rocky shelf, and we just bailed them. And that got his attention.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, that's one of the stories I told him as I talked him through to the other side when he died back in 1999. I reminded him of that. So, yeah. So.
Wow.
Yeah, great story, man. So.
You know, we're
all right, bud.
Walleye here still. So,
oh, yeah, we do. Liberty's got some big ones. I think the record was from Loch Raven.
They're here in Maryland and all our lakes and especially at Susquehanna.
Susquehanna's got them, yeah, no question.
Yep. All right.
You have a good day. Hey, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay. Take care.
See you, man. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Ah, boy, we went long that first segment, so we'll do a little catch-up. We'll try to. Hey, let's talk about backyard billies. Let's talk about the stuff that they're famous for, the stuff for your backyard. When you pull into the parking spot, wherever you park, you're going to walk through literally acres of outdoor furniture, sheds, chicken coops, dog kennels, pergolas, gazebos, those famous Adirondack chairs, all made out of poly, which will last forever, cleans up with, you know, mild soap and water. It looks beautiful for decades. And all different sizes and heights of tables. They've got octagons and hexagons and squares and ovals and rectangles for outdoor tables, all kinds of chairs, kids' gym sets. the sheds that I mentioned before, the greenhouses. They've got just about anything and everything for your backyard. They don't sell grass seed, but they do have barbecue grills. If you've got a deck you want to, you know, kind of do a little face uplift up, facelift for, they've got the furniture for that, you know. There are still some deals on some of the Adirondack chairs. Not all the manufacturers, but some of them still have some deals going on for next month or so. So it'd be a good time to stop by and get ready for spring, get ready for the summer reunions and the crab feasts and everything else. So Backyard Billy's, that's where to go. That's for sure. They've got it all. And when you go inside, they've got a lot of beautiful patio furniture. They got furniture for your beach house or anything like that. And all the big stuff, free delivery and setup within 60 miles, free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. BackyardBillies.com. If you're interested in the heat side, that's Hearth America. Hearth America has a Facebook page. Phone number, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week at Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's a beautiful backyard, well, Backyard Billy's, making backyards great again, no question. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. And that's what I've been saying for years, and I'm sticking with it even though it's now Halethorpe. That's for sure. Let's Go Fishing Sale starts March 14th through Sunday, March 23rd. It's a store-wide sale. Fishing rods, reels, combos, all on sale, all special deals, 10% off all fishing tackle, and this sale excludes bait and licenses. The big deal, save on premium monofilament line. Get your spools refilled or filled for only starting at 1.5 cents per yard. It's half price. You know, if it's 4 cents a yard, you get it for two. If it's 6 cents a yard, you get it for three. You get the point. Bring your empty spools and have Clyde's install new line. Now, that doesn't include Power Pro, which is the braided line. That's a monofilament only, and it's Shakespeare, it's Strand, and it's Berkeley, all the good premium monofilaments. Shakespeare, Pfluger, the Ugly Stick weightlifting contest. You just take an ugly stick and lift the weight that's on the end and guess the weight of the weight, and you could possibly win. Kids fishing combos and all rod and reel combos on sale. And don't forget to check out the selection of St. Croix fishing rods, one of the largest selections in the Baltimore area. Live and frozen bait, minnows, fishing license lures, hooks, lead weights, tackle for perch, trout, panfish, and bass, circle hooks, bucktails, umbrellas, and parachutes for striped bass for rockfish. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. The website is ClydeSportsShop.com, ClydeSportsShop.com, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Stop by. They're open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. And we may as well talk about our friends at Spurry's Tire Service. Good morning, Brent. Good morning. I like what you're doing with the beard. It really looks good on you, man. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Road. That's just off Route 50. That's in Easton. That's where the look. And if you go in there, folks, tell Brent I commented on his beard because it's really impressive. American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. They have tires for your car, your truck, any brand. Whatever it takes, if it requires a Michelin, they got it. No question at all. Spurry's Tire Service has the car, your truck. Doesn't matter if it's a Mini Cooper, which was in there the other day, along with a giant flatbed tractor trailer in there side by side. Just like my commercial. It came true. My fantasy commercial came true. There's a Mini Cooper. There's a mega truck. Ah, how about that? If you got a garden tractor, they were putting a wheel on something with a yellow rim the other day. Guy brought a wheelbarrow in. I'm not kidding. This is all going on just in one day while I'm standing there watching things go by. Garden tractors, farm tractors. If you own a trailer, ATV, Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that check engine or any other dreaded light that you're scared of comes on your dashboard. They'll fix it. They can diagnose it and take care of it. Their 24-hour truck service and more, that has kept Spurry's Tire Service, including customers, including Robin and me, and our families, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service a call in Easton, 410-822-7384. The website, spurriestire.com. Numbers 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what you're geared. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
There you go. I'm sorry. Aaron, who is on the line right now? Frank in Parkville. Morning, Frank in Parkville. How's things going with you, buddy?
Pretty good there. Alan, you mentioned Duke Noah before. He used to work he lived a few houses up from me over in Rosedale and Hamiltown. And he did a hell of a lot of bass fishing. And
yep.
Bill Burton used to write up with him. And
yep.
Up at Joppa Town, I got a 6-pound, 5-ounce largemouth that Duke gave me, a yellow Fred Arbogast hula popper. I still have it in my box. And I still have that citation that Bill wrote up for me. But
how about that?
He was a hell of a bass fisherman. Every time he went out, he came home. He always had 3 or 4 in a core, nice size ones.
Yep, and that's back in the day before catch and release. But Duke was a conservationist. What was the name of his organization? It had something to do with water. Can't remember.
Yes, I remember. I can't think of it right off bat. But my sister had a shore home down in Middleboro and Middle River off Wharton Road on Norman Creek. And every time he come down, on a first cast between the two boathouses next to us, bang, he always hit a bass all the time. It just seemed like he had that kind of luck. You know what I mean? He was good. And, well, he retired from General Motors, but I haven't heard or seen from him since. But I know his brother-in-law passed away because, like I say, he worked at General Motors, and they're gone now.
Right.
Damn shame. That big water tank they had down there, they painted with the green and white. They tore that down. That's Amazon down there in Western Electric and all that. That whole industrial area changed down there. It's a shame. All the work went away from there. American Standard, sure. Western Electric, Chevrolet.
Yep.
It's a damn shame, you know, but what are you going to do? but I still have that.
Changing time.
I still have that hula popper, that yellow one, in my box.
How about that?
I had good luck with that.
His name was George James Duke Noe. He was born June 1st, 1939 in Maryland.
Yeah.
He died, hold on, October 19th, 2004 in Shrewsbury, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, he used to live with his mother-in-law over there in Hamiltown.
Right.
His brother-in-law's name was Bob, and his father-in-law worked at General Motors, too. They were
right,
family.
Right.
But like I say, he was a hell of a nice fisherman. I tell you, he gave me quite a few tips on things. But that Joppa Town, if you ever go up there, there's a lot of snags in there. There's a lot of junk dropped in there. But like I say, I caught that bass, and Bill Burton gave me that citation.
That's fantastic. Man.
I still have it. Is he still living?
Bill Burton? Bill passed a few years back.
Yeah. But I was talking to
Bill. Bill and I were partners. Bill and I, he was quite a hunter, too. Bill and I were partners in the Maryland Deer Hunting Guide. From about 1993 to 2007. So we did that for 14 years, But I've never met a man who was as prolific of a writer as Bill Burton and accurate, you know. He was a great guy. He really was. He worked for the, I think he was Evening Sun, and Lefty was the morning's edition of the Sun.
Yes,
and then he went to work for the Capitol. After he took
a
buyout from the
Sun. Helen Bentley's, too.
Oh, yeah, no question.
She used to do a lot of fishing because she used to be a writer for the Sun paper at one time.
I remember, Helen Bentley.
I tell you, she was a hell of a congressman. I mean, she went to bat for you, and just like down the Marine Terminal, she went to bat for them guys down there because they got her name on the gate there where you go in now.
Yep, yep.
But, like I said, I was fortunate, to get that. And one time up at Maryland Line, there's a place called Maryland Line Inn. And back down behind there's a pond. I got a 5-pound bass out of there one day on a hand line with a grasshopper.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Good story, Frank.
Nobody knows that's back here. But when...
well, they do now.
You should come down to... Norman Creek down there, he was good. There was a lot of seagrass in there then, a lot of weed, but I'm telling you, he used to knock them bass out just like, you were picking strawberries. No kidding. He was good. He just had to touch for it for some reason.
He did. That's no question.
Yeah. So. Al, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Nice strolling down memory lane with you.
Great. Have a good day. Right.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye. Hey, we did have a trucker call from Dover. He was driving from Lafayette, Indiana. How about that? That's the reach of the show. I love it. I love it. So if we've got any more over-the-road truckers out there that are listening to the sound of my voice, just call the station, 410-922-6680. Tell them where you're driving, where you're from, and that you're listening to the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We love hearing from our truck drivers, that's for sure. Yep. So, all right. Alan in Severna Park. Good morning, Alan. How are you? Oh, Paul in Severna Park.
Yeah,
that sounds right.
I'd been talking earlier about the goldfish.
Yep.
And I didn't realize how widely dispersed around the state they were.
I was only
familiar with them being in the Monocacy River.
That's another good place.
That I was always told was where they were taken from for the shops that sold them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they were located near a town called Lily Ponds.
Oh, I know where Lily Ponds is, sure.
Yes. Yeah. Do you know where the name came from?
No.
The Lily Ponds was an opera singer in the early 1900s.
Okay.
And she had a home there.
I knew that.
There.
Really?
Yes, and I don't know whether it was previously named something and they took her name or however, but that... She was an opera singer, and that's exactly the area where these goldfish seem to be in high concentrations.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
That's my story.
How about that? That's your story? You're sticking to it, right?
I had heard it constantly over the years, and so I never forgot it. Yeah.
Well, did you ever hear of the I think it's a Hindu. That doesn't sound right. There is a ritual when a person dies in the Asian community of a particular religion. They do free these animals from a life of captivity. So
I heard that earlier in the morning.
Yeah.
You know,
I'll have to go back and see.
But I don't know whether I can find it. I don't know why they're, so concentrated. But that's what I was always told, that they were there. I've never been there myself, so I don't.
Monocacy's over there in Frederick County. Yeah.
Yeah, it's midway between the Pennsylvania line and the Potomac River.
Right.
Somewhere in that area. Yeah.
So you're saying Lily Pons was named after Lily.
Lily Pons was her name.
Yeah, wonder where we could incorporate a little town in Maryland called Blaze Star.
I don't know.
Not a lot of people will get that, but some will. So
yeah, well, we can only hope.
We all right. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
You're welcome.
Right. Talk to you later. Bye bye. Let's see. Captain Don checked in. Yeah, he said, hello, everyone. Greetings to everyone. Long time no see. He went out this week with the guys, and he caught some yellow perch on the Magothy. So glad to hear from you, Don. Give us a call when you feel like it. That'd be good. And, all right. Oh, look at that. Yeah, 1970s, Bill Burton. Wow, WMAR. Yeah, he was a TV star. No question. We interviewed him on the radio one time. I had, who did I have on with him? It might have been Jim Amrine, I think, who still writes for me. Jim was a young guy, and they didn't see eye to eye, if I remember the interview on the show years and years and years and years ago. I'll have to ask Jimmy about that. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Yes, indeed. Any callers on the line, Aaron? All right, well, let's hope some of the over-the-road truckers will give us a call back, and it's nice to hear from one of them. We know we have a couple of listeners locally, but we just want to hear who's out there across the country. How about that? So let's talk about Clyde Sport Shop one more time. Their 10-day fishing, Let's Go Fishing sale starts March 14th through Sunday, March 23rd. Store-wide sale, fishing rods, reels, combos, and all fishing tackle at least 10% off. There's no, the bait and the licenses are not on sale. But the big thing, and this is cool, every year you can go to Clyde's during that 10-day period and you can get new line put on your reels for half price. It doesn't matter if it's 400 yards on a trolling reel or whatever it is, it's all half price. If it's normally, let's say, 3 cents, you're going to get it for 1.5 cents. And that's where the sale starts, at 1.5 cents a yard. All half price. Mono, we're talking Strand, Berkeley, and Shakespeare fishing line. So if all you got to do is take your empty spools and let them install the new line. Shakespeare, Ugly Stick, Fluger, Rods and Reels, the Ugly Stick Weightlifting Contest, Kids Fishing Combos, and all rod and reel combos on sale. Don't forget to check out the full selection of St. Croix fishing rods. They are one of the best. Well, Clyde's is famous for their live and frozen bait and black salties and frozen bait and minnows and crab bait and everything else, crab and supplies, fishing license, terminal tackle, perch, trout, panfish, snakeheads, catfish. They got the circle hooks and bucktails, the umbrellas and the parachutes for rockfish. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne/Halethorpe, Baltimore, Maryland, 21227, just off Beltway exit number 9. That's number is 410-242-6108. Don't forget, Clyde's is your full-line Browning firearms dealer, too. They've got them all. Go check out that selection. 410-242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com. Been around since 1957. Open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. Let's talk one more time about Backyard Billies. They're gearing up. I mean, they still got plenty of fireplace inserts and freestanding wood and pellet stoves, but they're gearing up for spring. They're getting new furniture in on a daily basis. They've got those Adirondack chairs, probably 1,000 of them in stock. Backyard Billy's has sheds. They've got greenhouses, dog kennels, chicken coops, whatever connotation of chicken coop you would like to have. They've got big ones and little ones and chicken coops on wheels and chicken coops and chicken coops and chicken coops and a great variety to choose from, believe it or not, for those of you who want to raise your own chickens and get out of that, you know, commercialized stuff, breed your own eggs, your ducks, your chickens, and enjoy it yourself. So it's all there. Any shape of table, any style of chair, you need to go see it. They're made out of that beautiful poly furniture that's indestructible, cleans up easily, lasts through all kinds of weather, and it's a really enjoyable experience when you go there. Furniture for your backyard, for your patio, for your beach house or anything else. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billies is open 7 days a week, making backyards great again. There at Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, if you're coming from the bridge in Graysonville. That's right. Making backyards great again. That's Backyard Billies. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call
Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These mil-spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a mil-spec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Oh, thank you for the coronation. Who's on the line there, Aaron? Okay, let's talk. Good morning. How are you?
Hello.
Good morning. You're on?
Good morning, Alan. I had a senior member calling in. I was calling you Dave.
That's all right.
Dave's not here.
Dave's not here. Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Alan, I really appreciate your show, and I like hearing about the fishing reports and all the different stories. And I felt inspired to call you, and I just wanted to say this for your wife, that she would chew on this maybe three or four times a day, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. She probably already knows that, but asking for strength, and I want to plead the blood of Jesus to speak over her from the top of her head to her toe, and for your whole family, and for all the loved ones, and all the ones that used to call into the show that have passed away, that God would shine his light on them. And I want to give a shout out to Chris, my buddy in West Virginia, and he's a good man, great man, served in the service, and appreciate his service. And I didn't mean to get off topic so
much.
That's
all good.
But Alan, I almost called you Dave again.
That's all right.
So anyway, Dave's not here. Well, Alan, thank you. I hope some truckers call in and can hear some good news.
Oh, okay. I think so, too. I think they'll call in, you know.
Yeah, okay, all right. God bless you, Alan. Thanks a lot, okay?
God bless you. Thank you for the prayer. Bye-bye. I appreciate it. Thank you. Very nice to be there, do that publicly. We appreciate it. So, all right. Very good, folks. That's the way to do it. And we appreciate all the prayers from all the folks out there for Robin's continuing health. And, you know, we're going to beat this. She's going to beat it. She's going to be back. She can't wait. The fight has been a long one, but I think we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, so let's hope so. This little flu event this week was kind of a setback, but, you know, on the other side of stuff, the fluid is starting to go. The eyes are getting better, so, you know, we're doing good. By the way, I had my diabetic eye checkup this week, and slight cataract, left eye, nothing to worry about. I'm still seeing just fine, but it's just barely there. No eye damage, no anything going on in the eyes, and my prescription changed a quarter point here and a quarter point there, so I'm still 20/20 after all these years, and I can't wait to look through the scope or the open sights again this upcoming hunting season, maybe turkey season too. You never know. Probably head up there to Washington County, and found a little spot in Queen Anne's County that is holding some turkeys right now. I'm getting ready to put the cameras over there and see if we can see any birds walking by, and maybe we'll bag one in Queen Anne's County this year. I've got to find my turkey stuff. I've got some great turkey calls. I just can't find them. You know, I mean, I've got homemade slates, and I've got great stuff, and I probably need to go to an NWTF banquet and pick up some stuff. But it's always fun talking to my buddy and working with my buddy Bobby Dutrow out there in Western Maryland. And Bobby's a great turkey hunter. You know, season's coming up. Bobby's killed, I know, 70 at least, maybe 80 now, longbeards. And he wound up taking a bird that he and I worked for half a day. But it took him, the guy that knows everything about turkey hunting, in my opinion, it took him 4 days in a row to finally bag that bird. And it was a big one, 11-inch beard. So, yep. All right. we're about out of here, aren't we? I mean, we have time for one more caller. Let's see. Yep, Teddy. How about Teddy? Teddy's a good guy. You know that? He really is. So, his daughter's a great deer hunter, too. So, how about that? Yep. Okay. Where we go here at the end, folks? One more call. Get us out of here. Great prayer from Teddy. I appreciate that. And, you know, we've run his picture in the Crab magazine a few times. And also his daughter. I think his daughter was on the cover of Marilyn Loves Crabs a couple of years ago. So, good stuff. Good stuff. So, lots of stuff going on in the General Assembly this week. I know, I hate to bring it up. Sunday hunting is being heard for killing that 10:30 stupid time restriction on Sundays in Dorchester County, and also opening up Carroll County to all Sundays during hunting season. So we'll see how that goes. There's also a Prince George's County archery-only Sunday hunting bill with a setback of a 50-yard to the 50-yard safety zone from 150 yards just for bow hunters. And Hunters of Maryland is on that. There's a number of gun bills coming up. The lead ban is also being heard this week, too. We hope that doesn't pass. We don't know what's going to happen. We know there was some intrigue with that particular bill, but I can't share it. So 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. What are you looking at, Aaron? A minute, maybe? Okay, who is it? All right, good morning, Chandler. Come on in.
Good morning, Alan. Alan, I only got about 25 seconds, but I just want to tell you, praying for Robin. I'm a long-time listener. I don't know if you remember. I've been listening to you ever since you were on the radio.
Yeah.
Going
yeah, 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Right, in Catonsville.
I've never put a pole in the water, never shot a deer or whatever, but I listened to your program. I've told folk over the years.
You're a good man.
I want to know something about hunting, dial in. I'm listening.
My man,
to you
I appreciate it. Nice hearing from you, buddy.
Yeah.
Nice hearing from you.
All
right. You have a great week, okay?
You too. You have a great rest of your life there, Alan.
You do the same, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Folks, there's the music. We got to get out of here. Love your family. Love the Lord. We'll see you next week.